I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. I've seen two wolf spiders in my life. The first one, I was with you out on the James River.
Right.
That one had little babies all over its back.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I saw one in my basement.
Ooh.
Creepy guy.
Big one, too,
yeah,
I'll bet.
Creepy basement anyway, and he was huge.
All basements are creepy.
Mine is particularly.
Anything short of a finished basement is creepy.
After the fact, I was wondering, how do you preserve spiders in a collection, or do you?
Oh, sure. Spiders and other soft-bodied arthropods are kept in alcohol.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Well, some of the larger, more heavier-bodied spiders can be preserved dry. Tarantulas, trapdoor spiders, and some of the larger wolf spiders, you certainly can pin them and spread their legs out and put them in a collection. Then you have to eviscerate them and stuff them with cotton so they don't shrivel up. But for a scientific collection, the best thing to do is keep them in a preservative.
Man, that's too much like taxidermy.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned collections. My students are now just turning in their collections at the University of Richmond and Randolph-Macon College, and they're doing a fantastic job. And I don't think I have many entomologists in either class, but the idea of going out and collecting insects, observing them in the field, collecting them, identifying them, preparing them properly, labeling them, organizing them in a collection is a fantastic way to become acquainted with insects, and it's a wonderful introduction into the natural world.
So what happens to their collections when you're through taking a look?
I take their collections into my care, and then I divvy them up and distribute them to other institutions. Some of the specimens will go to the Smithsonian. Some of them will go to the Bull Run Mountains Conservancy. Other specimens will go to the Virginia Museum of Natural History, and some will stay locally. Both the University of Richmond and the Randolph-Macon College have small insect collections, so I'll deposit some of the material there.
What do they do with the bugs when they arrive at the Smithsonian?
First, they stick the bugs in the freezer. First and foremost, because some bugs are full of bugs. There are insects out there that will reduce collections to powder. So you don't want to have an insect collection acting like a Trojan horse and introducing all these museum pests to literally millions of specimens from around the world. So the very first order of business is to put those specimens in a freezer for a prescribed period of time and freezing out all the adults, larvae, and eggs of these museum pests. And then once that has been accomplished, then the museum staff will divvy up the specimens into their respective groups, all the beetles here, all the flies here, wasp bees, and so on. And then they will eventually be sorted out and placed in their proper places in the collection.
So you have to have a special card to get in and look at these things?
You have to make special arrangements to go behind the scenes. I have a special card, so I get in.
Take me someday.
I would love to do that. We should do that.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.